Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Yerzo Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our 10th installment in Thoughts on Purim. Near the end of the Megillah, there are a series of quotes from the Psukim that are a little bit difficult to understand the progression of things. There's a verse that says, "Ve'at ha'yehudim ha'prazim," that the Jews who were spread out made a celebration on the 14th of Adar to celebrate their being saved from Haman. Fine. Then, a few psukim later, it says that Mordechai wrote to the Jews that they should celebrate, and it says, Kiyem ayudim alehem, that the Jews accepted upon them this holiday of Purim, Kiyem in the singular. Then, a few psukim later, it says, Kimu v'kiblu ayudim, that the Jews, again, accepted, established these days, and that's in the plural. But what did they have to establish the day for? The first pasuk that we quoted said the Jews had established, had accepted upon themselves this holiday before Mordechai even wrote to them. So we have first the Jews accepted upon themselves, then Mordechai writes to them, and the Jews in the singular accepted the day, then the Jews in the plural accept the day. Like, what's going on? It's just the progression of the pasukim is very difficult. The Alshech has a very interesting pshat over here. And he says that the meaning of Hayudim HaPrazim, that first verse that we cited, the spread out Jews, is intended to connote that there were individual Jews in different locales that saw this event, this chain of events, as being worthy of celebration. They understood that there must be some great divine kindness here that the Jews survived. That was random Jews in this locale and that locale, Hayudim HaPrazim, the Jews that were spread out. The majority of the Jews didn't see this as anything special, or many of the Jews didn't see this as anything special. Gosh, I guess the king really liked that Esther. I guess the king really couldn't stand that Haman. And that must be why things turned out well for the Jewish people. There were few and far between were the individuals who understood that this didn't make any sense. Haman was the king's most prized advisor. He was the viceroy. Why in the world would Ahasuerus turn everything around? Ahasuerus, we're told, had great enmity for the Jewish people. So some people got it. Mordechai understood that this had to be something that the people of the generation really appreciated. And therefore, Mordechai wrote a letter that went out to numerous Jewish communities and said, we really need to make this a special day. It's not enough for some of the people who understand these things to recognize the value of the day. We as a people need to make it a special day. And after Mordechai wrote that letter, the Jews accepted the day as a holiday. But it's in the singular. Why is it in the singular? Because the initial intent of Mordechai was that for that generation it would be recognized as a special day. Not for future generations, just for that generation it would be a special day. And ultimately, Mordechai decided that really it should be for subsequent generations too, not only for them, but Al-Zaram, and their offspring. This is an interesting shot in the progression within the Psukim. I just think it's really worthy to note that for people who were living during that time, you could loosely follow the events, and you wouldn't necessarily recognize that there was a great story here. And that's a very powerful message. In the year that this recording is being done, 5776, today is Erev Shabbos Zachor, and this is when we read about the battling with Amalek. And one of the classic ideas that's discussed in the context of Amalek is that Amalek heard the same news that so many other nations heard about the greatness of the Jewish people upon leaving Egypt, but Amalek just didn't care. And at the end of the day, we can all hear the same thing, but we make of it what we want to make of it. And thank God we're not Amalek. Thank God we're far from Amalek. But this question of, do we see the hand of God in world events? When we pick up the newspaper and we read something about the state of Israel, how much do we attribute to the leaders of the time and how much do we attribute to God? And about the presidential elections and about world events all over, do we see the hand of God? Now, we don't necessarily understand what's going on. And obviously there's a sense of free will for people in this world. But we have to see God as being part of the picture. And during that remarkable Purim story, many people didn't. And that's why Mordechai saw the need to establish a Yom Tov. And that's why it's so important for us to think about these things when Purim comes around. How many modern-day Purim stories are happening left and right if we'd only see them? Thanks for joining us. Have a wonderful day.